USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign pushed his legal battle in Nevada on Thursday amid a storm of lawsuits in key battleground states like Pennsylvania and Georgia. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest from the Silver State.
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has 6 electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon, a win in the Silver State could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Trump's legal team is claiming 10,000 people were allowed to vote in Nevada without being residents any longer. Jobless benefit claims dipped slightly this week to 751,000, as reported Thursday by the Labor Department. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
State health officials in Colorado are reporting that hospitalizations from coronavirus have reached the highest level since the pandemic began. Colorado Governor Jared Polis pleaded with residents Thursday to wear masks and reduce social interactions. About 121,000 cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed in Colorado, and the state health department recorded almost 3,000 cases Wednesday, a record high. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is planning to step down next year as speculation builds he may have Parkinson's disease. Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev told UK newspaper The Sun that the Russian leader's 37-year-old girlfriend and his 2 daughters are pushing him to leave office. He intends to make public his handover plans in January, Soloviev told the news outlet. A pregnant Orlando, Florida woman didn't let labor stop her from casting her vote in the presidential election. Elections employee Karen Gonzalez said the husband asked for a ballot for his wife that was still in the car. He said she refused to go to the hospital until she was able to vote. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The National Football League has fined the Las Vegas Raiders for its coronavirus procedures. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a 6th-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
The Raiders will play the Chargers in Southern California Sunday. NASCAR's season finale 500 takes place Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final 4 drivers, Chase Elliott, talks about this year's success.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it, and we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final 4. We've seen the same crowd make the Final 4 since this deal has been implemented.
Other drivers in the Final 4 are Logano, Keselowski, and Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.